You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Show Me Shorts Film Festival is Aotearoa New Zealand's leading international short film festival. With its mission to connect New Zealand audiences with short films, the festival brings together 126 screenings of 85 short films at 40 cinema venues across Aotearoa this year. I spoke with the festival director, Gina Della Barca, about the programme for this year. As the festival director, what was your kind of vision for the festival this year? What were some of the overall themes and feelings you wanted Show Me Shorts to have?
So the themes that come out of Show Me Shorts emerge from the films themselves. So we try not to imagine them too much in advance because we're really interested in what's the zeitgeist of the filmmakers, you know, all around the world. What ideas are people interested in this year and kind of what's top of mind for them. So there were some really interesting things that emerged this year. We've got a section of the program called Conflict Zones, and this is about war zones and refugee and all kinds of crises that are happening around the planet, within kind of what causes those, and the stories that we've chosen take a really humanistic kind of look at those. So what are the personal stories there? And we tried to look for things that are relatable stories and characters that people can make a connection with. The idea of like being inclusive instead of setting people against each other. So what are the relatable stories there?
And that's something film can really do. Film really has the power to do that with stories, which is really cool.
Definitely. And one of the other themes is toxic masculinity. So it's quite a lot of filmmakers interested in exploring that. So there's one of the films called Year the Boys, which is an Australian film, which is actually a dance film about drinking culture, and it's about a group of guys on a night out, and it has their crazy, drunken, kind of sometimes disgusting, sometimes bonding silliness depicted through dance. They're hugging each other, they're kind of climbing over each other in that way that young men often are very physical in how they bond. And so, yeah, it's an exploration of that and a little bit of a satire of that. And there's quite a few other films in the program that deal with similar subjects. So, yeah, this is an interesting thing people are thinking about at the moment.
Yeah, interesting how those themes kind of manifest without you even trying, I guess. What kind of attracts you to short films as opposed to long-form films?
Yeah, I think that short films really distill the essence of a story right down to what's kind of essential about it. They don't take their time getting to the point. You know, often short films, you're left with this weighty feeling afterwards, processing what you've just seen, or you might remember it for a long time afterwards, and more impactful because they've been so concentrated in the story.
Definitely. And this festival brings together this year 126 screenings of 85 short films at 40 cinema venues across Aotearoa. Wow, a lot. Yeah. Can you tell me a bit about the selecting process for films? Do you have a bit of a method with this?
Yeah, it's not easy, the selection process. So we receive all the entries through an online platform submitted from all over the world, and I have a team of about 15 volunteers and some of my paid staff as well, and we watch them and we give them kind of ratings and coloured flags in a system of watching them. Basically, as we go through the shortlisting process, all of the films on our kind of long list, which is normally about 200 long, are films we love. And the films that end up being selected for our kind of final 85 sort of develop an advocate in my team that is like, no, this film, I love it so much, it has to be in the program.
Yeah.
Or maybe multiple advocates for it. And sometimes there are also films that one team member loves and another team member hates and thinks really shouldn't be in the program. And so that is a sign to me that there's something interesting happening there.
Yeah, sparking conversation, if anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. And this year's program is split into 11 themed sections. Can you tell me a bit about that? Maybe give me a bit of a quick fire of those.
Yeah, definitely. So we try and have some general themes, like the sampler, which is a highlight section of the festival. And then we try and delve into some genre stuff. I know a lot of the more mainstream festivals don't have genre content so much, but we have a sci-fi section called Dystopian Dreams.
Cool.
And there's a lot of comedy in the program, and there's also this year, we don't do this every year, but there was a lot of really great horrors and thrillers this year.
Okay.
So there's a section called Slashes and Splatters, for which we have a really fun Auckland-made short film called Help, I'm Alien Pregnant. That's going to be a lot
of fun.
What does
that mean?
Yeah, it's in the Slashes and Splatters section, so that's all I'm going to say.
It's a little hint. Yeah.
But that's really fun. Yeah, I like that section. There's also this year, we have a country of focus every year, so this year we've selected Germany.
Oh yes.
And we have some German filmmakers and programmers coming over this year to take part in the festival, introduce their films and present some collections of films. And one of the German programmers is also going to be on our jury for our New Zealand Short Film Awards. So it's a chance for them to see New Zealand films so that we can kind of share the love of New Zealand films internationally when she goes back home. So there's lots to choose from. I think whatever types of films are the thing that spins your wheels, there's going to be something for everyone.
Something for everybody. I love that. Is there a particular part of the program or festival or a film that's premiering or something that you're particularly excited about? I know that's a hard question.
We have a section called Our Filmmaker Talk, and that's part of the Industry Day program. And I love that program because I'm always super curious about the stories behind making the films. So for aspiring filmmakers or just movie lovers like me who want to know, there's often like crazy funny stories about how they managed to come up with the idea for the film and how they managed to get it made. Where did they get the funding? How do they persuade those cast members to be involved? I'm always super interested in hearing those stories.
Yeah, I agree. It's always fun to know the kind of behind the scenes thoughts.
Yeah, because filmmakers are so creative. They have like good ways of telling those stories.
Totally.
And, you know, they're often quite quirky, interesting characters. I just always want to hear more of their stories.
100%. And my last question for you was, how do you hope the festival is received by festival goers? And I guess everyone's going to have their own different experience, but if you could summarize that.
We already know that our audience are predominantly film lovers of all types, but we're always trying to persuade new people that haven't seen a lot of short films before to come out and see the festival, and we get really good feedback from audience members that do that. We're just always trying to reach out like to new audiences that maybe haven't been exposed to the festival before.
Yeah.
We've got a program for children called Whanau Friendly, and we're doing some screenings in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch with closed captions for hearing impaired. And we also have an on-demand program that will screen most of the short films just for 3 days over Labour weekend at the end of the festival. So if anyone has trouble getting to screenings or, you know, they have access issues with cinemas, that's a really great way to experience the festival. If you missed out on something that you really want to see, you can kind of check it out later that way.
Yeah, cool.
But we also hope people will come out to cinemas. Obviously, the last few years have been a bit rough for cinemas, and it's just the most fun way to watch the films.
Totally.
There's nothing like seeing comedy, horror, especially those kind of genres with an audience where you like hear all the laughter and gasps around
Experience it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love that. All the tickets are available at showmeshorts.co.nz, and it really supports us to keep the festival going when people buy tickets. And I can guarantee that there will be some really fun films in the program for everyone. So pick up a brochure from cinemas. We're in, I think, 11 cinemas across Auckland as well.
Gosh.
As 40 nationwide. So just pick one up, have a browse and see what takes your fancy.
That was director of Show Me Shorts Film Festival, Gina Della Barca, speaking to me about the program for this year. The festival is from the 10th to 28th of October, and you can get tickets from showmeshorts.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.